Le MAPI, le plus grand salon de l'immobilier commercial, du 28 au 30 novembre 2023 au Palais des Festivals de Cannes sur Radio Immo.
Bonjour, bienvenue à tous, on est ravis de vous retrouver avec Radio Immo en direct du MAPIC, le plus grand salon international de l'immobilier commercial. On démarre cette session de deux jours, de trois jours même, avec notre première invitée, et ce sera une interview en anglais. On est avec Olivia Parry. Hi Olivia.
Hi, how
You're
are you?
You're Customer Success Manager at Vemco Group, which is actually our neighbors in the MAPIC here.
Completely opposite, it's brilliant, yeah.
Yeah. And together we're going to talk about Vemco. You're going to present the company and present also the sensors that are absolutely incredible to check on the affluence. And you're checking it right now. But first, Olivia, can you present? Pouvez-vous nous présenter Vemco Group? Vemco Group, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me on the radio. So, yeah, we are representing Vemco Group here today. So we specialize in people counting, so footfall and data analytics. So we're anywhere there's people, we can track them. Again, we specialize in malls and retailers. But again, wherever there's people, we can track them so we can understand, again, if they're male or female, if they're adult and child. So we can do different solutions. We can monitor if, for example, if it's a retail shop, we can monitor if people are coming into the store, if they are basically passing by, or are they coming in? So what is the capture rate, for example?
Okay, so I'm going to translate so. Je vais traduire déjà la première réponse. Donc Vemco, c'est un spécialiste de l'analyse grâce à des senseurs, à des trackers, de l'affluence dans les malls, c'est-à-dire qu'ils peuvent tout à fait par genre, si vous êtes un homme, une femme, un enfant, ils peuvent savoir exactement si vous avez franchi la porte du magasin ou si vous êtes resté à l'extérieur. A bit about the technology, the sensor, they're very accurate. How can you track that down so precisely?
So what we do, we are a software-based company, so we're a SaaS company. So we partner with the best sensor technology in the market at that time. We integrate our software technology. So when you're looking at the data that the sensors are collecting for you, they're basically pushed through onto a fully customizable, user-friendly dashboard. Where you can build again your dashboards, which I like to say is where you want to see your real-time data. So, do you want to see how many people are currently live in the sensors that you're monitoring? And basically, you can check as well. You can look at visitors this month, today. Again, fully customizable, as I said, so you can really drill down into the data. And you can also have customized reports as well. So again, these can be generated however you like. Is it, do you want to measure footfall in compared to maybe the sort of capture rate, whatever that may be really.
D'accord. Juste un instant, on va traduire déjà ça. Effectivement, Olivia nous dit que c'est une société de software. Hein. D'abord, Vemco Group, ça veut dire qu'ils ont cette précision pour analyser et restituer surtout l'information. C'est-à-dire que sur un dashboard, de manière très très simple, on peut voir toutes ces informations. A question about the quality of the information we got, the quantity as well, mm-hmm. quantity of data. How is it used by the customers? Who are the customers and how do they use this information? Comment les clients, vos clients, utilisent cette information?
Yeah, our focus on the accuracy. So we're based on a 96% accuracy at a minimum. However, that's what we put down on paper, but we're working with some clients who are getting over 99%. So again, highly accurate. Again, we base our technology as well. We're always continuing to developing as well. So we like to basically understand our customers, whoever they may be. If we're working with malls, is it the tenant leasing managers? Is it the mall management teams? Is it shop owners? Is it where it may be really? And they can basically understand the data. But again, it's user feedback. So again, as a customer success manager, I'm working with really closely with my customers. So whatever improvements or whatever suggestions that they want onto the software, we can do that. So we take that back with our research and development team back in Denmark, and they again we look at the project and then we build that into the technology. So again, it's user friendly. So
oui.
We like to.
Alors Olivia nous dit effectivement que c'est un software extrêmement facile à utiliser, qui est utilisé bien sûr par les shopping malls. Partout dans le monde, all over the world, I guess, cette technologie. Et on a vraiment cette précision pour tous les managers de malls qui veulent savoir très précisément quel est leur trafic et pouvoir améliorer aussi ce trafic. How can they do improve the traffic, for example, if there is a mall or an area, let's say restaurant area, par exemple, la zone des restaurants, which is a bit empty, how the mall is going to, I would say, to download, but push the traffic down this area.
So, if you're looking at a mall, maybe you're looking at a seating capacity, for a number of restaurants. Again, we can integrate and put our software into any type of sensor. So we can maybe put a sensor underneath desks to monitor, again, how long are they sitting for? Is that space empty or is it occupied? Again, so you can really drill down into the data. So again, you work really well with them. Again, if it's your colleagues within the mall, again, to understand, is that space occupied? But also as well works, again, speaking about these other sensors, because we integrate into IoT, we can also monitor washrooms, for example.
Yeah.
So again, you can sort of look at your staff operating measures in place again. So they're not always going in every hour. They're going in maybe since 50 people have gone in. Maybe it's time to change the loo rolls, whatever it may be. You can monitor that and pull it to your software.
Ok, Olivia nous parle de quelques exemples très très pratiques. Effectivement, par exemple, dans les zones de restaurants, c'était ma question. On peut placer des senseurs, des capteurs sur la table pour savoir si les gens sont là ou s'ils ne sont pas là. Et également, pourquoi pas, au petit coin, pour voir si les gens sont là, s'il faut peut-être changer le papier à un moment. C'est des choses aussi pratiques que cela. On a l'habitude de dire que tout ce qui se mesure s'améliore. Est-ce que c'est le cas? Je traduis. Olivia, everything that is measured is improving. That's
absolutely
what we used to say.
Yes.
Is that correct? Can you check before and after your intervention and the action of the captors?
Really closely with our customers as well. Again, we can show them sensors and live data. So again, if they wanted a live validation test to make sure, again, the sensors are counting correctly, we're completely open. We work with the customers really closely as well. So again, as a customer success, it's my job to connect our customers and clients with our technical teams to make sure they've got a seamless experience as well.
Ok, effectivement, c'est le job en tant que Customer Success Management d'Olivia de satisfaire le client et également ses demandes. Last question, dernière question, Olivia. L'importance pour vous d'être sur ce salon au MAPIC. What is the importance for you to be at this event at MAPIC 2023 at Cannes today?
That is fine. So it's my actual first event, but this event, MAPIC, is large for the Venpo Group. So again, it's a chance for us to showcase our solution. Again, we've got live demonstrations to really showcase what we're doing, what we're about. But again, it's nice to connect with different people within the event as well to make sure, if this is something they're looking for, again, they can come by the stand, we can have a chat to them, show them a demonstration, and it's brilliant, really good. So yeah, I can't wait to return next year.
Voilà, donc Olivia est très contente puisque c'est son premier événement effectivement ici, et puis elle peut faire des démos en live à tous ses clients, et voilà, elle a hâte d'en profiter. And we got a wonderful weather here at Cannes, so it's great.
It is.
Thank you very very much, Olivia Paris. You are customer success manager at Venpo Group. That was very clear. Thank you very much, and see you soon in Radio Imo.
Thank you so much for your time. It's been brilliant. Thank you.
Le MAPIC, le plus grand salon de l'immobilier commercial, du 28 au 30 novembre 2023 au Palais des Festivals de Cannes sur Radio Imo.